The sliding door of the railway truck closed with a deafening clang. In Alice's memory, that sound was the start of the journey, although another half hour passed before the train left. She felt Grandfather's hand round her own. Grandfather's familiar, big, dry hand. His hand was cold. The clang brought sudden darkness to the truck. The pale light of the early August morning did not enter. Only stars shimmered in the darkness. Six-pointed yellow stars sewn to coats and jackets. Children cried out, but Alice was silent. Grandfather's hand grasped hers more firmly. Gradually her eyes became used to the darkness, and now she could see the outlines of people and luggage. A meager light fell through two gratings high up on the long walls of the truck. But Grandmother would not have been able to thread a needle by it. Grandmother, how would she be getting on now? Where was she? Outside, Alice could still hear the whimpering of the little black dog which had run beside the woman with three children on the march to the station. Barking and whining, it had tried again and again to jump into the truck with them. Then one of the policemen, only a few steps away from Alice, had struck it on the head with his rifle butt. Grandfather had put his hand over her eyes, but through his fingers she could see what happened. The dog had done the policeman no harm, and now it lay outside, not yet quite dead. A metallic screech drowned the feeble whimpering. Iron scraped over iron. Someone outside was busy at the truck doors. Men's voices roared orders. Then came a jolt that threw Alice against her grandfather. She could feel his elbow by her shoulder. Feet apart, he braced himself to keep his balance. But in the end, he was forced to lean against the wall, against the closed sliding door. There he stayed, with Alice right beside him. The train began to move.
Struppi!
Wailed the three children beside her. The youngest began to cry loudly, and tears rose in Alice's eyes as well.
Quietly, said Grandfather. Quietly now.
The woman beside Alice drew the weeping little boy to her side. It was deathly still in the truck, as if everyone were listening to the bumping sounds moving away from them into the distance, buffer against buffer. The floor of the truck shuddered. The rhythmic snorting of the engine speeded up. Suddenly, a woman screamed. Alice jumped. What the woman was screaming could not be heard over the clanking noises. It sounded strangely far away. She must be in the next truck. Suddenly, the screams stopped. What's the matter with that woman? Alice asked her grandfather. Grandfather cleared his throat, something he always did when he found it difficult to answer. What could it mean? Alice had never heard anyone scream like that before. Grandfather squeezed her hand hard, so hard that it almost hurt. Why did he say nothing? She looked up at him. He was so tall that she came up only to the breast pocket of his coat. Alice was small for her age. Only just now on the platform, a woman had taken her for 10, although she was nearly 12. Grandmother said she thought Alice would have grown more quickly if she had been able to get out in the fresh air more often in recent years. Where they were going now, they would spend a lot of time in the fresh air, and she would soon come up to Grandfather's shoulder.
Oh, Grandmother, dear, darling Grandmother, she must be so worried now. She and Grandfather were so close that it was impossible to imagine either without the other. And she, Alice, was part of the closeness.
On the platform, Grandfather had asked again and again for the transport officer. A policeman had pointed to a man in a black uniform. Grandfather shouted to the man over the heads of all the people waiting that his wife was missing. He could not go without his wife. But the transport officer had looked through Grandfather as if he were not there. Up to the last minute, Grandfather went on gazing down the platform, at the road along which the lorry grandmother had been standing in had disappeared. They had had to wait almost an hour, but still, grandmother had not come back. Alice was freezing, and she pressed close to grandfather. What a good thing grandmother had made her put on her coat, although the sleeves were a little tight now.